at this difficult time. If you find yourself here at a time of an ending which brings feelings of loss and sorrow, I'm here to help you. If you feel confused by the feelings and emotions which may well be and yet to come, I'm here for you. With the loss of anyone close, rest assured, I offer my strength and sincerity to support you through this difficult transition. I have a gift for helping spirits pass. It doesn't matter how prepared we think we are for the death of someone. When it is time for the spirit to leave, it only takes a moment. I have learned that dying takes a lifetime, but death comes in an instant when at last it does. And it is in this instant that the void of loss opens a chasm so large it can feel almost impossible to manage. Once the spirit is released, it begins to transition and to recreate in other forms. It is an exhausting and emotional time for both the departing spirit and for those who have been left to mourn. Grief often brings with it fear, confusion, anguish, many tears, and this in turn provokes a surge of energy which brings business to life. There are many painful and challenging times to be encountered by those who have lost someone whom they held dear in their heart. Let me be with you to guide, lead and support you through this difficult time. My own experience is that any funeral is a defining moment in the lives of those involved. Releasing the spirit is part of the transition. The laying to rest, the burial or scattering of the ashes is another more significant stage for those who mourn. It's my belief that spirits or people or animals don't leave. They change their form and are often found in the most unexpected of places and are there when we call on them. By engaging me to lead the final ceremony of one's life, my sympathies and condolences are offered. The words in the ceremony will become the ones inspired by those who have departed and are from the still beating heart of those who they leave. It is they and their relationship with you who will fashion the service by which they will be remembered. Grief is not a solitary process. It may feel like that in many moments for those who hold the memories. Power can be found together, by being together, grieving together, sharing together, remembering together what it was that drew us to that person and why we find ourselves celebrating the life and the passing of their spirit at the end of their life. If you would like me to craft the words of remembrance, it would be an honour and a privilege to help you through this. Thank you for reaching out. It is a brave hand that does so. And here is something to think about. As a shamanic healer and an empath, I encourage environmentally friendly funerals, be they held in a chapel, crematorium, a woodland burial site, or a place of your choosing. It's not a legal requirement to use a coffin for a funeral. Alternatives are available. A shroud, cocoon, or eco-friendly container made from bamboo, cardboard, felt, wicker, or wool is sympathetic with the environment. I encourage you and your family to be involved with the organising of the funeral. I will do my best to be sensitive to the needs of everyone who want to be part of the service. Simple services can invite beauty where there can sometimes be an overwhelming sense of darkness. Symbolism can bring clarity with the offering up of the body. Ritual can be defined in whatever shape or form seems fitting. Altars can be created from almost anything, and the creation of one can be an empowering part of the experience.